The choices in prescription eyeglasses, I think, are nearly unlimited. Larry Mueller here. We'll be talking with you today about prescription eyeglasses with our guest, Jim LaLuzerne of De Pere, Wisconsin. Spent 45 years in the optics industry. He's been president and CEO of five optics-related companies, including the largest optical laboratory network in the world and the largest U.S. distributor of optical goods to wholesale labs. He's past president of the National Optical Laboratories Association and is an inductee in the Optical Hall of Fame. And really pleased to have him back with us today by phone to answer your questions about prescription eyeglasses. Jim LaLuzerne, welcome back. Thanks for being with us today. Appreciate it very much.
My pleasure.
The choices really are almost unlimited these days. You've got progressive lenses, bifocals, trifocals, single vision lenses, computer lenses, sunglass lenses. How do you make the choice that's right for you?
Well, the process, I think, begins with good communications with the eye doctor and the dispenser that you work with. The doctor needs to know about your visual needs.
Could you talk just a little louder, Jim? Thanks.
Sure.
There you go.
Well, the... is this better, Larry?
Yeah, that's better. Thank
okay.
you.
The doctor needs to know what you need to see in your life. For example, if you're working at a job, let's say some kind of a manufacturing job, and you're working at a given distance, a certain distance away from the object, and you need to be able to see that. One example that I like to think about is a dentist, because very often a dentist is working at an unusual distance. A regular pair of bifocals isn't the right distance. It's too close, and distance lenses are too far. So sometimes lenses are made specifically for the ability to be able to see at that distance. So number one, the doctor needs to know that when he's doing the eye examination, and then the dispenser also needs to know about that when they are selecting the frame style and the lens style that you're going to be using. So the communications between the patient and the doctor and the dispenser are very important. And generally speaking, the doctor will assume that you're average and the dispenser will assume you're average. So it's best if you're able to communicate to them if you have special needs.
Very good. And Jim, I'm going to ask you to, because we're having a low volume, I'm going to ask you to hang up. And we'll call you back, and we'll get a little better line, if that's okay with
you.
All
right. That's just fine. Thanks.
Okay. Jim LaLuzerne, our guest today, as we visit with him about prescription eyeglasses. We already have some callers online. What about you? If you have a question, we hope you'll join in. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234. Or if you're in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. And you can also email us, and the email address is talk@wpr.org. And while we're waiting to get Jim back, I want to just mention tomorrow, boy, if you're in the Bayfield area tomorrow, I hope you will join us, because I'll be at the Bayfield Pavilion. Jim Packard and I will be broadcasting from Bayfield and Bloom, and it's a Garden Talk show, and we're really looking forward to it. So Bayfield and Bloom tomorrow at the Bayfield Pavilion. We'll be there on air from 11 to 12:30, but come early. Come at 10 o'clock and take a look at all that there is to offer. Well, now we've got Jim back. So, Jim?
Am I better now, Larry?
Yeah, you're sounding a lot better. So
okay.
let's go to the phones then to Jim in Wausau, I believe, is up here first. So let's go there. Hi, Jim.
Good morning.
Morning. Thanks for calling.
Yes. I have trifocals back from when I was working and used a computer. But then I retired and found myself reading a lot more. And I found myself in a strange position that after reading extensively, my distance vision seemed to be a little bit blurry, but when I used the trifocals, it was much better. And I went in for an exam and told both the oculist who did the prescription and the ophthalmologist about this, and they did change the reading prescription. But I still find that same instance, that after extensive reading, it takes several hours for my distance vision to return to that prescription, and it's sometimes better with the trifocals. I'm wondering if this is a known problem of something and whether there's something wrong with the prescription or something strange about me.
Okay, Jim, what do you think?
Well, one of the questions that I have is, what kind of lenses are you using for reading?
They are trifocal lenses made out of plastic.
Okay, and those worked fine in the past, and now when you read with those for a length of time, and then you stop reading and you start looking in the distance, you're having a hard time getting back to being able to see well in the distance. Is that correct?
That's correct, and it's even when I look in the distance, I can see better if I use the trifocals in the middle of the glasses.
Oh, the middle part?
Yeah, better than the actual distance part.
Ah, okay. I didn't understand when you had said about using the trifocal. You're talking about the intermediate section.
Yeah, the intermediate one actually works better than the distance one after reading.
I really don't have a good answer for you. The one thing that is always recommended if people are reading is that periodically they stop for a second and look off in the distance and then re-look down to read. I don't want to call it a Charlie horse, but your eyes get, when you're looking at that, your eyes get focused at that point. And then it's in order to see in the distance, they have to relax, so to speak, and it's a little bit more to them to relax. So if you like a range of motion, like you might in any other muscle, it might be helpful. But other than that, I don't really have a good answer for you.
Hmm.
Thank you anyway.
All right. Thanks for calling. You may want to go back and see the ophthalmologist.
Yes, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah. Jeanette in Milwaukee, it's your turn. Hi, Jeanette.
Thank you. Last time I had my eyes checked was 8 years ago, and I was appalled at the fact that when I got home and checked my records, I had the same prescription I had 8 years previously. And so I'm going tomorrow, and I'm sure I need glasses. But I would like to know two questions. One, there was an article in Sunday Journal, I think, several weeks ago about evaluating kind of a consumer report where is it best to have your prescription filled. And mine, Lens Crafters, was on the bottom of the list. So my first question is, is there a website or who can we find out where is the best place to have prescriptions filled? And two, if the glasses don't seem to be correct, do we go back to our doctor or to the place where they filled the prescription?
Okay, well, the first step I would say is 8 years is way too long to go between eye examinations. It's not just for the prescription and the lenses, and a lot of people think, well, I can see fine, so I'm okay. The eye doctor will check for a lot of other eye health conditions, and I always try to make sure people understand that there are two elements. One is the eyeglass prescription, which is important, but more important is your eye health, where they check for glaucoma and other eye diseases and other eye conditions. So 8 years is just too long to go between. So that's my first recommendation. Consumers Report does have every year or a year and a half, they do a consumer satisfaction survey. And in that survey, they talk to many thousands of people about where they went and whether they're satisfied or not. And the consensus from that study is that people have a higher level of satisfaction when they go to an independent eye care practitioner rather than some commercial chain. Now, there are some commercial chains that are rated quite highly, and they do a very good job. But the Consumers Report does have that. I think you can get that information online, and I like Consumers Reports because I think it's more of a scientific approach rather than somebody's opinion, just one person's opinion. I think they
sure
get a lot of data put together. Now, that being said, if you have a problem with a pair of glasses, the first thing I would do is I would go back to where I actually got the glasses and give them an opportunity to double-check them and make sure that they are correct. Some places make their own glasses. And if they make their own glasses, they've inspected their own glasses. Other places have an independent laboratory make those glasses for them, and then they inspect the glasses that somebody else made. I like that scenario better because it gives somebody that didn't make them a chance to check them. But most places today are very good about giving you your money back or restarting, giving you a new pair of glasses. And so the first thing to do is give them an opportunity. If they say the glasses are exactly as the doctor ordered, then I think the next step is to go back to the doctor. Mm-hmm. But if your question is what order is, first I would go to the place I got the glasses. And if they told me this is what the doctor ordered, then I would go to the doctor.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Jeanette, for calling. Appreciate it very much. Ed in Wausau is up next. Ed, hello to you.
Hi. Thanks for the program.
Sure.
I've been a resident of Wisconsin for most of my life, and I've experienced problems, not with the doctor, not, you know, with when I take the prescription and you know, have the person send it into the lab, but with the lab people. It seems that, you know, the last incident was I had a pair of $200 frames that when they put the lenses in, the optics, the lens was loose in the frame. And when they sent that into the lab, what the lab did was they ground down on the frame so it would fit on the lens. And I found out, unlike other professions, not the doctor that examines your eyes or the opticians, the lab people do not have to be licensed. And that just blew my mind. I've worked in healthcare all my life. But I really found, I haven't read any Consumer Reports article or whatever, but I've just gone to Sam's, and I guess Sam's and Walmart use the same standard type lab. But the quality and product and the consistency of the lenses and the frames are exceptional. I mean, I've been tolerating, you know, just having no recourse when the lab screws up. And why aren't those people licensed at the labs?
Well, let me refer back to part of what I answered in the last question. There are companies, retail outlets, that do their own lab work. There is no licensing anywhere in the United States for lab work, so it's not a Wisconsin thing. It's throughout the whole country.
Yeah.
But the quality control for the lab work is at the dispenser. So if a retail outlet sends a job to a optical laboratory, whether it's their own laboratory or another laboratory, when that comes back, the dispenser has ANSI standards to check that lens against to make sure that they got what they ordered. So the quality control, I mean, clearly if they keep sending it to a lab and there seems to be continual problems, they will pick a different lab to do it next time. So there's a level there. But the quality control comes at the dispenser, and their obligation is to verify that prescription meets the standards that it was made under. And and you referenced Sam's Club and Walmart. They have the exact same issue there. They send it to a lab. The lab makes it, and it comes back, and the dispense. Now, maybe they are using a better lab, so there's less problems in the beginning, but it still boils down to the person at Sam's Club or Walmart to verify that you've got what was ordered. Hmm. That's the quality control point that takes place.
Hmm. Interesting. Ed, thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Jim LaLuzerne, our guest today from De Pere, Wisconsin. He's been president and CEO of five optics-related companies, talking with him today about prescription eyeglasses. And we hope you'll join in with your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison, 263-1890. Email us at talk@wpr.org. I'm Larry Mueller. Jim Packard, our producer, here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking prescription eyeglasses with Jim LaLuzerne. Lots of people online, so we go right back to the phones and to Jim in Neenah. Jim, hello to you.
Good morning.
Morning.
My question is, prescription safety glasses, is there any manufacturer that makes a stylish safety glass versus the big gaudy ones?
Literally hundreds of safety eyeglasses are different frames that can be chosen that meet the standard, and amongst them are some very, very stylish and modern styles in there today. That wasn't the case a number of years ago, but today there's just a whole lot of choices in that. Now, that being said, many companies have standardized on a particular frame style or a few frame styles because they want to be able to tell from a distance that their employees are wearing prescription safety eyeglasses, not dress eyewear.
Oh.
And there are some that, you know, look very much alike, but so you couldn't tell from a distance. You have to look at them up close, and there is a marking that is on the frame. There's a marking that's on a lens that identifies them as safety eyeglasses. And the safety eyeglass standards are much different than dress eyewear. They have to pass a significantly stronger impact-resistant test on the lens. They have to pass a test where the lens is in the frame and it's struck to make sure that the lens doesn't fall out of the frame. They don't have standards like that in the dress eyewear. And there's a number of other penetration tests and some other things that need to be done. So safety eyeglasses are significantly different. There is a wide variety of frame choices today, but some companies limit that choice for a number of reasons.
Hmm, interesting.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling, Jim. Appreciate it. Anton in Madison, your turn now. Hi, Anton.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great, thank you for calling.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for having the show, first of all.
Sure.
Right into the question. I bought a computer, if you will, a set of eyeglasses that were, you know, if you will, filtered or you know, so somewhat more appropriate anti-reflective coatings, that kind of stuff, for using on computers. I do a lot of that. And I got an exam, of course, and along with these, found that I had a very slight astigmatism, hardly noticeable, but figured, well, why not? We'll have that corrected in the eyewear, too. And it turns out that I don't wear the eyewear at all today because of a combination of, I'm not sure why, but for some reason, the glasses seem to cause more very noticeable chromatic aberration, like color fringes on everything with a high contrast edge or whatnot. And in computing, that's pretty common, right? So it was really annoying to wear them. Is there anything out there that is more appropriate for, you know, desk kind of work, limited to real small amount of prescription need in them, more just to help the situation, reduce some strain, that kind of stuff, that doesn't create as much objectionable, like, side effects of using them?
One thing that I do know that if people have a correction for astigmatism in their lens and they are a part-time wearer, that it sounds like you are,
mm-hmm.
What happens is that you are wearing them and you're getting the corrected for the astigmatism, and then you take them off and then your eyes have to go back to the non-correction. There's part of the, you know, if you're wearing them for a certain distance, your eye has some accommodation that it can adjust for different distances, but it cannot adjust for the astigmatism. So what's happening, I believe, is that you put those on, you've got some astigmatism in it. You said not much, but a little bit is noticeable to most people. And so I don't want to say it distorts, but it corrects your vision to a certain extent in one axis, and then you take it off, and now it's uncorrected. And you're noticing that back and forth, where if you did not have it correct, the astigmatism corrected in it, you wouldn't notice that as much. So people with astigmatism in their glasses, they generally have a hard time as what I call a part-time wearer. They put them on, they take them off, they put them on, and every time they do that, they get the world is presented to them different. It's different than just a distance prescription or a reading prescription. And I'm thinking, if you've got an AR coating, that's good. And if it's made for the lenses for the distance for
that your computer screen is at. That should be helpful. But I think the on and off process is guilty of your problem.
Okay.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Dan.
Good luck
for calling. Bert in La Crosse, hello to you.
Yes, good morning. I was wondering, please, about prism glasses. I have macular degeneration, so I have good peripheral vision.
Yeah.
Now, do you get those through an optometrist, and how do they help you? Would they help me with my remaining peripheral vision?
Well, macular degeneration is very difficult to deal with because, as you well know,
mm-hmm.
central vision is
gone,
and you can see around the edges. So you kind of see something off on the side, and you try to look at it, and when you look at it, it goes away.
Yeah.
That's pretty accurate, I'm assuming. Prism in a lens will move an object from where you normally would perceive it. It moves it to another location.
Uh-huh.
If you are if you have a cross eye, or there's some other conditions that are such that you want to move that object so that it's in the right spot in your visual system. Using it with a macular degeneration, normally what they do is they try to teach people to use that peripheral area the best that they can. In other words, they teach them to not look directly at what they want to see, but if, for example, your vision is better to the left of center a little bit, then they're going to want you to look a little bit right of center so the left part is clearer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure how a prism lens would help unless it's trying to line up both eyes to a good spot. I mean, if you had with one eye, you could do this without a prism. If you're trying to get two eyes coordinated to get the best spot in each eye,
uh-huh.
then a prism could help line up both eyes together in that process.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
And an optometrist or an ophthalmologist would be able to try to help you in that area.
Well, thank you so very much.
Yeah, thank you for calling, Bert. Appreciate it. Ray in Sherwood is up next. Let's go to Ray. Hi, Ray.
Hi, thank you.
Sure.
I'm calling because I have some relatively new glasses that I got primarily for driving a car. I have a slight amount of nearsightedness, about 20/30, 20/35, and these do improve my driving, my distance vision for driving. However, I noticed that they're absolutely useless for reading, and they are not any good for walking around either. I have to take them off in order to walk around. And I'm just surprised by that because many years ago I also had glasses for nearsightedness, and they were good for everything, but not these.
What do you think, Jim?
Well, that's a classic condition of age. as we get older, we lose our ability to see near. And some people you may know that have a low amount, if they're a little bit of nearsighted, they can take their glasses off and read just fine. They put them back on for distance vision. And then at some point in your life, that taking them on and off becomes too annoying as you lose accommodation. And then people need to get some kind of a multifocal lens, either a progressive lens or a bifocal, to be able to accommodate that. And so if I understand what you said correctly, you have a pair of distance glasses only for reading, for driving.
Right.
They're not a progressive lens or a bifocal lens. Is that correct?
No.
I think the answer is some form of a multifocal lens. At an age around 40, people start losing their accommodation. By age 50, most everybody needs to have something to be able to read. The few exceptions to that are people that are nearsighted, and then in that case, they can take their glasses off. If they have single vision lenses, they can take their glasses off to read, but then they have to put them back on for distance.
Hmm. Interesting. All right. Thank you, Ray, for calling.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, appreciate it. Tom in Muscadet is up next. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm wondering if I have an opportunity to travel in Mexico and buying things quite a bit cheaper, are the standards up to ours in that country for getting prescription and even getting the doctor's getting the glasses and a prescription? And I'll take my answer off the air, and thank you.
Sure. Well, thank you. I've traveled through optical companies in much of Mexico, and there's some wonderful optical companies there that do a great job. And I know a number of the people there that I would be proud to have them make my glasses. But that being said, I think it's like in the U.S., there's good places and not so good places. So to try to make a blanket judgment for all of Mexico, it'd be I wouldn't want to do that. But I know that you can find excellent eyeglasses in Mexico.
All right. Excellent. Mike in Amory is up next. Let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I'm 61 years old, and I have the classic farsightedness where I need glasses for reading and for computer work, that sort of thing. But I'll be the first to admit that I'm very, very hard on glasses because I'm always dropping them. They're falling out of my pocket. I take them off and toss them onto the table, and the lens, hits the top of the table. I need something that's very durable, and I wonder if you can recommend some sort of a hard coat or some sort of lens that, is made for people like me that's very hard on glasses.
Well, first of all, don't be so hard on them.
Yeah.
Sure. I think that even with the best materials and best coatings, there's still a certain amount of care has to be taken with them. So that's and I guess you knew that already. One thing I always tell people is to make sure that when you do lay them down, don't put them down lens side down. That's one of the classic things that people do. Leave the temples open and lay them across the back so that they don't fall on the front surface, and be reasonably cautious with them. Now, that being said, in the last few years, they've come up with some very, very excellent scratch-resistant coatings that are available. And these are oftentimes made in combination with anti-reflection coatings, hydrophobic coatings. And hydrophobic coating makes it much, much easier to clean the lens. So there is a number of brands out there. One that is made, Scotchgard, is a name that people know. There's a company that uses that brand name that makes an excellent scratch-resistant coating. But like I said, it also has other properties in it, too, which a lot of people find very valuable.
Hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. And, by the way, we have some open lines again. We can get you on pretty quickly with your question about prescription eyeglasses as we visit with Jim LaLuzerne, Larry Mueller here. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or if you're in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, and we'll get you on pretty quickly. Let's go to Bob in Lancaster next. Hi, Bob.
Hi. I'm an IMD ophthalmologist, and I often see people, they're soft contact lens wearers, they're nearsighted, and they're vacationing here, and they haven't brought their glasses with them. And their condition says they shouldn't wear their soft contacts for the next week or so. And I'd like to be able to loan them or just give them some nearsighted refraction, specs.
Yeah.
There used to be a manufacturer somewhere you could get like -1 up to -8, glasses just to give out. They're very inexpensive, like $20. And I can't find that source anymore.
Jim, do you know a source?
I really don't know. I mean, there's all kinds of readers which are plus lenses, and I'm sure that he's well aware of that. The minus lens, I mean, I know that you could go have an optical laboratory make them up for you, and you could inventory a few of those, and it's relatively inexpensive with minus lenses. The other thing that I would say is he raises an absolutely excellent point, and that people, especially contact lens wearers, need to have an alternate pair of glasses with them. And most of the statistics that I read say that most people do have a spare pair of glasses. Maybe it's an older prescription, but at least they have something that would get them in the ballpark. But, boy, if you have a high prescription and you can't wear your contact lenses and you don't have a spare pair, you're
in trouble.
You're in big trouble, yes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. So there are places. Where would he go? Go online and look? Or?
Well, if he's in the business, there's all kinds of optical laboratories that I'm sure he's aware of, and what he could do would be to literally pick some frames and have some lenses made up in advance. Probably, you know, if he's looking for a minus one, a minus two, you know, he could have 10 pair with different steps, and at least it'd give people a vision to get around with for a few days.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, I just knew that somebody used to make them, and they're
I don't know of a source of that today.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Bob. Appreciate it. Well, I give you my own experience here. We were in Orlando this past week and at Disney, and I lost my glasses on the first day I was there. But those were glasses, of course. And on the whole Disney grounds, there was one shop that had two pair of reading glasses, and that's one pair. The frames look like hearts. And the other pair was also kind of I would say more of a feminine style, but at least I could see through them, and I didn't have to wear heart glasses around when I read. So, and they were like $15 or $16.
But those were readers, Larry, right?
Yeah, those were readers.
Yes,
yeah.
And I think his point was that they're pretty common. They're easy to find readers. It's the minus lenses that are the difficult. You can't even drive a car with a mild amount of minus lens prescription. You're not legal to drive a car. So.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks again, Bob. Ron in Iowa County, your turn now. Hi, Ron.
Yeah, thanks, Larry, for the program.
Sure.
My question is can I do, all I need is reading prescriptions, you know, to be able to read. And I have my outdoor hobbies. I like to play golf and I like to fish. I wanted to, and if I had like a bifocal type sunglass, but when I golf, it's in the way. Is there any way they can make just a little small bifocal and put like in the corner or in the top or someplace so that if you want to read something, you could just look through it or put a fish line through a fish hook rather than have a whole blown bifocal in there?
Well, there is. And over the years, the company that I worked for, several of the companies I worked for, made those on a regular basis. There's a way that can be done today. You'd have to tell the person at the dispenser exactly what you want. But there's two ways of doing it. One, it could be actually put a little reading or a little ad power and glued onto the lens surface. The other alternative would be to take a round segment lens and turn it into a corner to get it out of the way, and probably only put it on one eye. If you only want it for filling out a scorecard if you're golfing or, like you say, doing a fishing hook, you could put it off on one side, use one eye to look and see what you can do. And yes, that can be done. It's not real common, but it can be done and has been done. And matter of fact, I've made quite a few pair of those myself over the years.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot for calling. That's another issue I have, tying those fish lines. My glasses are on and off and on and off and on and off. You change baits and so forth. It can get to be a real pain, that's for sure.
Larry, we're going to have to get you a good pair of progressive lenses that are fit right.
I agree, Jim. I really do. Boy, Doug in Madison is up next. Hi, Doug.
Hi. Thanks for the program.
Sure.
It's a good one. My question would go to, I would like a good quality pair of non-prescription sunglasses. And, you know, I know there's lots of cheap ones in the drugstores, et cetera, but I'm looking for something that's really safe and effective.
Most of the retail outlets, the eyeglass outlets, carry a very good line of prescription or non-prescription sunglasses as well. And those lenses meet the impact resistance that are required. They meet the UV protection requirement. And those, you know, any retail outlet doesn't have dime store quality lenses. They've got good ones, and they want to make sure that they can stand behind them. And because there's different color lenses, you know, some people want blue blockers and polarized lenses. There's quite a
wide variety of those, but any of the retail outlets, whether it's your regular eye doctor or any of the commercial chains, have a very nice selection, and I think you can be quite well assured that you will get a lens that meets all of the appropriate requirements.
All right. Thank you for calling, Doug. Mary in Milwaukee, it's your turn now. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Thank you for calling.
I have a suggestion and a question.
Okay.
A suggestion for the woman who wondered, you know, what to do if she doesn't think the new prescription she received was correct.
Yes.
And what I have done and have heard was that instead of going immediately back to, well, if you don't, you could always go to a second optician or a second dispenser and just ask them to just quick tell me what is the prescription on, in these lenses. And then you can go back with a little more information to the doctor or the first dispenser.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
And a second, I'm just concerned about the cost of glasses now. Years ago, maybe a decade ago, I heard, you know, that frames cost like $3 to manufacture, but you'd be hard-pressed to find a pair of frames for less than $100 or $200. And then every time I look for, well, now that I'm into bifocals, I'm having more trouble accepting that they're twice the cost of regular lenses. And just if you could just explain maybe what I'm getting for my money.
Sure.
There's two parts of any pair of prescription eyeglasses, the frame and the lenses. And the frame is the area where there is a very, very wide variation in pricing. I compare sometimes to tennis shoes. You can go buy the Air Jordans or whatever the hot one is today and get all of the fancy name on it. You can get a designer name and fancy colors and whatever, and you pay a lot of money for that. Or you can go get a basic pair of tennis shoes and pay sometimes one-fourth of what you would pay for the very well-known name brand. So if you're looking to save some money on frames, there are an awful lot of frames, and you got to look for them a little bit because, of course, the stores want to put the ones that are more expensive out in front. But you pay for the style, you pay for the designer name on it, and that's the biggest opportunity for doing that.
Hmm.
On the lenses, there are some opportunities as well to make sure that you can save some money. However, in the lens scenario, there are a lot of options that, I mean, if you're going to wear these glasses for 3 years and you're going to wear them every day, all day, and you shortchange yourself on some of the options, you won't be as comfortable for 3 years. So if you save a few dollars and then you're not happy with them for that period of time, that maybe not be a wise thing to do.
Yeah. Thank you, Mary, very much for calling. And Jim, thank you so much. I've learned a lot today, and I'm sure our listeners have too. I hope you'll come back and be with us again.
I'd like that, Larry. And in the meantime, we've got to get some glasses for you.
That is for sure. Thanks, Jim. Jim LaLuzerne of De Pere, Wisconsin, 45 years in the optics industry, president and CEO of 5 optics-related companies, including the largest optical laboratory network in the world and the largest distributor of optic goods to wholesale laboratories. And besides that, he's a nice guy. So what more could you ask for? We'll have him back and we'll do it again. Businessman. We're going to be talking about women in business coming up next, especially women starting businesses in rural areas. I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.